Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
Sponsor. Messed up as you think you are. Your self-absorption makes you messier. Just settle down and you would feel a whole lot better deep down. You're just like everybody else. She's not as pretty as she thinks she is. Just picture her after she's had kids. I bet she sits at home and listens to the Smiths deep down. She's just like everybody else. With his arguing, he's crap at dancing, yeah, and he can't hold his drink. Deep down, he's just like everybody else. I'm not as awesome as his song makes out. I'm angry, underweight, and sketching out. I'm building bonfires on my vanities and doubts to get warm, just like everybody else.
Finally, I know now what it takes. It
no matter how much it needs me. Go and follow someone else's lead. If you love me, let me go back to that. To realize, just look into her false colored eyes. She'll build you up to just put you down. What a clown, 'cause everybody knows the things she does to please. She's just a tease. See the way she walks, hear the way she talks. You're written in her book. You're number 37. Have a look. She's gone to smile to make you frown. What a clown. Little boy, she's from the streets. Before you start, you're already beat. She's gone to play you for a fool. Yes, it's true. Everybody knows the things she does to please. She's just a little tease. See the way she walks, hear the way she talks. She does to please. She's just a little tease.
Hey kids, it's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Alright, where's my money? What? Chintzy college stations.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
And Lotus on the floor, belly dancing beauty with a power-driven soul. Had my share of nightmares, didn't look to be much more. In walked Rodney Garcia with Lady Eleanor. She tied my eyes in the ribbons of a silken ghostly thread. I gazed with troubled vision on an old four-poster bed, where Eleanor had risen to kiss the neck below my head. Bid me come along with her to the land of the dancing dead. But it's all right, Lady Eleanor. All right, Lady Eleanor. I'm all right where I am. A mother to his son, like living, dying, seeing, being all rolled into one. Then all at once I heard some music in my bones. Same old song heard for years, reminding me of home. But it's all right, Lady Eleanor. With tongues of fire, a host of golden demons screaming lust and base desire. When it seemed for certain that the screams could get no higher, I heard a voice above the rest screaming, "You're alive." But it's all right, Lady Eleanor.
quite silent, each mortal at rest, when me and my true
Thank you. J'en ai pas dansé.
Sorrow are all gone away.
abounds like a river, they say. What are they doing there now? There's some whose hearts were burdened with care. They paid for their moment with fighting and tears, but they clung to the cross, trembling in fear. But what are they doing there now? What are they doing in heaven today, where sin and sorrow are all done away? Like a river, they say. What are they doing there now? There's some whose bodies were full of disease. Physicians and doctors couldn't bring them much ease. They suffered till death brought a final release. What are they doing there now? Oh, what are they doing in heaven today, where sin and sorrow are all done away? Peace abounds like a river, they say. But what are they doing there now? Oh, what are
thank you. From the University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio, this is In Black America.
My family had little or no influence on me choosing this as a career. They were very supportive, but I never sang in church. I used to sing in school choirs and college choir. And then in 71, I was asked to join the New Direction, which was a group out of Washington, D.C., headed up by Dick Morgan, a wonderful pianist. I joined the group, and I really liked being on the road. I liked singing professionally.
The late Phyllis Linda Hyman, jazz and R&B artist. Diva, a reference made to a female performer, usually an opera singer, and the popular vernacular of the music business, particularly in black music circles. The term diva takes on a whole nother meaning. It implies that a female artist is demanding, difficult, uncompromising, and inflexible. It can also be considered a term of endearment, referring to the incredible talent they possess, making them a cut above the rest. In addition to these diva qualities, Hyman was very elegant, statuesque, radiant, photogenic, and jazzy. She was truly a sophisticated lady. Hyman began her career as a silky voice, jazz-influenced singer, and gradually moved into slick, heavy-produced urban contemporary ballads and light dance songs. She won a music scholarship, the first given by a business school, and in 1971, she began her professional career with the group New Direction. When the group broke up after a national tour, she joined the Miami ensemble All the People. In 1974, she appeared in the movie Lenny. When Hyman committed suicide at the age of 45 on June 30th, 1995, she closed the book on a career that had long been deeply appreciated by connoisseurs of romantic jazz and R&B singing. A commanding physical presence and riveting stage performer, she was a tragic figure beset by personal problems. Never quite achieving the popularity that her gifted talent seemed to justify, she nevertheless left behind a legacy of deeply felt recordings and unforgettable live performances. I'm Johnny O'Hanson Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, a tribute to the late Phyllis Hyman. In Black America.
Somewhere in my lifetime, you've been here with me. Oh, so close to me. Somewhere in my lifetime. Somewhere. Kissed your lips, lips so tenderly, they've been kissing me
cooking, cleaning, and sleeping. And not in that order. Sleeping, 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 cooking a little bit. No, I have a lot of interests, as most people do.
Recording is not your whole life.
Oh, please. God, no. No, are you kidding me? It's not even three-fourths. It's not even a half of it. I enjoy what most girls like to do. Pretty clothes, makeup. If I had children, I'd be into my kids, but today I was on a plane coming to Austin, I was into someone else's kid. I love children, I love my old man, I take good care of him, I love men, I love my female friends, I just like to